I want you to know, says the Lord, that each and every one of you have come up into a place of maturity. You come to a place of closeness with me, which I'm very pleased with. And I also want you to know, says the Lord, that to replace you at this time would be of quite a cost. For it is about the time, see. It's about the time. And to replace you, each or any one of you at this time, would cost time. And time is of the essence, you see. For this, we are in the last hour. But we must co-labor together. You must continue to yield yourself to me. For I am your God, and I am your trust. I am your love. I am your friend. I am everything to you. And as you continue to come closer towards me, you will realize that you must abandon everything for me. And as you abandon, I'll be able to move and live, and you'll be able to move and breathe and have your being in me much more closer. So it's about, not so much about you, for you are mine, but it's about the ones that I'm after. It is about the ones that we're after. See, not only am I after him, but you're after him now too. See, because you've come to a place in the Spirit with me now where you've abandoned a lot of the things of the flesh. But I want you to know something about your enemy. He's very, very subtle in his ways. And he knows how to come and move and be so subtle that you don't recognize. But what happens is it steals your time from me. It steals your time. So please be obedient to this instruction. Because as you yield yourself to me in these days ahead, I'm always there. So it's not like you come to me and I come to you. No, no. You come to me. I am always there. So you come to me and I'm always there. It's not you come to me and I come to you. I'm always there. So come to me. Come to me. For I have already come in this world. And I'm coming much stronger in the days ahead. So as you come to me, I am already there. And as you yield yourself to me, the great outpouring shall take place. And it's on the horizon. It's on the horizon. So be aware of the subtleness of the enemy and the subtleness of the flesh. They go hand in hand. And it's very subtle. You don't recognize it. It's like, well, I'll do this later. I'll do this later. For the outpouring to truly take place, you must continue to yield and abandon yourself. Abandon everything. And abandon yourself. And I'm not asking for much time, but I am asking for more time. So as you abandon, and you'll be able to hear my voice, and you'll be able to hear the instruction very, very clearly. For that is what it's going to take. Is very clear instruction and very clear hearing. And the only way to do that is the closeness that you can have with me and come to me. So come to me and continue to come to me and continue to come to me. For the great outpouring is at hand, and then shall be my return.